Well, first of all, somebody at Cranes decided that he wanted to write that the White Sox, that you're looking at the Bears with the White Sox lease, you know, has 6 or 7 years left to go, and the White Sox have some options, and they might move out of the city, they might move out of town, they might go to Nashville. That wasn't us. That was a guy at Cranes. Now, ever since the article came out, well, I've been reading about that. I've been threatening to move the team to Nashville. I mean, that article didn't come from me. But it's obvious if we have 6 years left, I think that's what it is, we got to decide, are we, you know, what's the future going to be? And, you know, we'll get to it. But I've never threatened to move out. We haven't even begun to have discussions with the Sports Authority, which we'll have to do soon.
That is a tremendous pull by Chris Tannehill. He and Shane Reardon, the fine producers of this program, it's the Spiegel and Holmes show. That goes to exactly what I mentioned before the break, Lawrence. That when Jerry went to visit the mayor of Nashville, I have it on good authority that time, that it was to advocate for Dave Stewart and to talk about how Dave and a minority-led ownership group ought to be what Nashville does in terms of MLB. And then the story came out that the Cranes person wrote that, oh boy, here we go, and this is all about the leverage. And Jerry can protest that it wasn't what he was doing, because that's true, but he kind of liked. He liked what it did. He liked that it made people think it was leverage. He's totally fine with that, because he's done that before, obviously, famously, 30-some years ago with Tampa.
Right. And the other part of it is that Jerry has been saying, well, if I sell the team, there's no guarantee that the new owners are going to keep the team in Chicago. So that plays a part in this, too. It's not a threat, but it's an implied threat.
Well, it's true.
You're coming up, was it 2029, 2030? Your lease runs out. Uh-huh. So where do the White Sox play? Are the White Sox playing on the South Side? Is this a cudgel to try and get the thing done at the 78? Are they in Nashville? All of that stuff is available for people to discuss when it comes to it. And I do want, like, the thing that struck me in dealing with people that are more in the know than I am when it comes to the White Sox and their goings on is that there is still a level of arrogance that is striking, where you go, you do understand that your fan base has never been angrier. Never. And maybe worse, there's never been a point in time where White Sox fans were more apathetic, loath to wear their gear, not trying to support the team in this way. And they're also, like, some of this stuff to me is connected tissue. They're also dealing with, like, the CHSN stuff. And they're like, what? Like, really? This is what my winter is going to be? And the person that I blame for why my spring and summer was bad is connected to the reason why my fall and winter might be bad. There's a lot there. But the idea of the White Sox moving to Nashville versus an expansion team going there is interesting.
All right, so what would Nashville want? I mean, Nashville, I think, would prefer to have, in my opinion, they'd prefer to have an existing MLB franchise because it's quicker. It's quicker. It's a quicker path to getting a team and getting potentially a contender, because you've got an existing infrastructure and you don't have to build all of that stuff.
Correct.
So I think that's what Nashville would prefer.
It would cost less, too.
Yes.
And then you have to wonder if the owners would vote for that, because it's like $300 million for a relocation fee.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking $1 to $2 billion for an expansion fee.
Right.
Which you could argue might be a better way to build a baseball team, because they'll probably be an expansion draft to go along with that.
You could argue that, but the thing is that expansion is probably not going to happen anytime soon. They've got to get some things under control, like the RSN situation,
which is going to play a role in player salaries, I promise you.
100%. And the biggest deal is what the owners want and what they're going to lean on and try to make happen is a salary cap. And every time there's a work stoppage of any kind, this is the goal from the owner's perspective. And I think it actually makes some sense for the health of the league. And that's a whole other conversation. But this next one, you know, this next time that there's a work stoppage, you're going to see the owners lean harder than ever before to try to get a salary cap. And there might be no expansion before that issue is resolved.
The term that sent chills down my spine when I talked to some people on the broadcast side and on the ownership side of this earlier this summer was bloodbath. That the next stoppage, the next big thing that happens between ownership and players, bloodbath. Yeah. That's scary. Like, if you love baseball, and you know what? You know what's weird about it, Speaks?
I do love baseball. There's games today.
I know you do. And that's what I
want to do.
That's what I wanted to say. This has been a postseason worth celebrating baseball. This postseason has been phenomenal. You got new faces, new names. And then at the end of it, you're probably going to end up with the two teams that spend the most money, right? That's the way that it looks like it's going to go.
It does.
But even with that, there's joy because four of the best, seven players in the world would be playing in that World Series. So there's that part of it. And then there's always something. Like, that's baseball sometimes can't get out of its own way. There's always something that you go, man, I got to enjoy all of this right now because something bad's getting ready to happen.
Well, it's a massive story here. It's obviously a story in Nashville, but I think the playoffs are probably a bigger story across the country. But baseball does often get in its way. So it's interesting. I think there's a lot here to figure out in terms of what Nashville wants, but I think we're on it. Nashville wants a team no matter how they can get a team. And right now, getting a team to relocate there is a much more likely scenario than an expansion team anytime soon.
As we continue to talk about this story over the next couple of days, because I'm self-audit like as the show goes on, I do think we need to have the conversation with White Sox fans about like the idea. Unfortunately, we have to ask them again, like, how would you feel?
Oh God, if it's your team, the whole thing is so freaking joyless, man.
I know.
It is a drain.
It
sucks. It makes you not like sports. I wish there was something that we did like.
Yeah, there was something last night, Speaks, that the more we talked about it yesterday, the more I consumed it last night, kind of gave me a little jolt of joy. And I think the two of us should live in that sports joy. Chicago sports joy amidst there not being a lot of it other than the Bears. Let's talk about that next on The Score.